On May 21st, we visited the 10th Annual Conference of the Bay Area Open Space Council and spoke with the organization's executive director, Bettina Ring, about the priorities and emerging issues of importance to the many organizations that make up the council. This is Your Wetlands.
It's really very critical that we share resources because we have very limited resources, and that we look at how we can connect all these lands and that we connect them with people, that we really get at the heart of why we're doing this work, which is all about the people, about the values, about the amazing agricultural resources that we have here in the region, being able to provide local foods to people, to be able to provide recreational opportunities so that we can take care of our health, to be able to provide and build livable communities.
You mentioned a number of things in there that really intrigue me, but if you had to pick one area that's new, food might be new. We hear about watersheds, so water is important, critically important in the state of California, around the world, as a matter of fact. What's the critical issue to you that might be new from the public's perspective?
Well, certainly climate change has been getting quite a bit of attention recently. And so in some ways it's new, even though it's been building for years, and it's going to change the shape of our planet. It's going to change the work that we do. And so the watersheds are vital. Really, I think people are paying much more attention to the importance of trying to support local communities and being able to purchase and provide local foods to protect those farms so that we can do that. But how we're going to do that in the future is going to be affected by a number of different emerging issues, with climate change certainly having a major impact on the work that we do.
How do people stay informed about your work? And if, obviously everything's out there, that's all on the Internet. But it just strikes me also that there may be the assumption that, well, we've purchased the open space, so the work is done. I assume that there's more need, more work that needs to be done, but also even just maintaining some of these places. So how do people become informed about the work of your organization and your colleagues?
Certainly through our website. That's the first place to start, openspacecouncil.org. You can see, as you mentioned, that we protected 1.16 million acres here in the nine-county Bay Area. That's a lot to be very proud about, proud of. But we have to take care of those lands, and often the resources are not there to protect those lands. It's more exciting to be able to bring money in to purchase a piece of property or to put an easement on it, but then actually carrying that through to perpetuity, making sure that we care for those lands. It takes all of us working together. It takes more funding that we need, and we're going to be placing more attention on making sure that we have the stewardship dollars, the operations and maintenance funds to make sure that this land is cared for in the future and available for future generations.
That's interesting. That particular point, we're hearing a lot more in the country about infrastructure, maintaining our bridges and our waterways. When you think about open space, you sort of just think it just exists.
Yes. Green infrastructure is what we like to call it, and that's why we are partnering with the Bay Area Association of Governments. We're involved in their focus effort where they're looking at priority development areas, and they're looking at priority conservation areas and how that all comes together to make sure that we're planning not just for transportation and housing, but that we're taking into account conservation and we're bringing that piece to the table, that we're also recognizing in our community that growth is it has to occur. We have tremendous pressures here. So how do we do that? And the more that we can have infill, the more we can protect important lands out in the hinterlands. But at the same time, with infill, we need to make sure that we're planning for urban parks, that we have trails, and that we make sure that all children, all people are able to have access either through public transit or through walking to a trail that will connect them to a larger landscape. So our focus is going to be very much on regional planning, on regional funding, and mostly on connecting people with land and people with each other, what we're calling nature within reach. As I said, we protected a number of lands, large acreage here. We have much more work to do through our Green Vision 2025 project that we're working on with Greenbelt Alliance. We're looking at what needs to be protected now and into the long term. But if we don't do that, thinking about the people, we really are not going to be successful. And so it's going to be really critical that we do that. And we believe getting children outside on the land is going to make a difference to our future.
What's the website again?
The website is openspacecouncil.org.
Bettina, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And once again, that website is openspacecouncil.org.
Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, and our podcast is supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. We always enjoy hearing from you. You can email us at yourwetlands@gmail.com. Again, that's yourwetlands@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.